Hey everyone, welcome to another incredible episode of the Osteomag podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating connections between two giants in their respective fields, Carl Jung and Andrew Taylor Still. Now, you may be wondering, what do a Swiss psychiatrist and the founder of osteopathy have in common? Well, buckle up, because it's all about a holistic approach to understanding human well-being.
Wait a minute. A psychiatrist and an osteopath? That sounds really interesting. Like, how does a doctor who focuses on the mind connect to someone who focuses on the body?
You see, Andrew Taylor Still emphasized the body's natural ability to heal itself. I mean, think about it. Our body is like this intricate, self-regulating machine, always trying to find balance. It's still so relevant in healthcare today. He viewed the body as an integrated system, where dysfunction in one area can throw everything off.
That's wild. So if my back's acting up, it might throw off my mood, right? Like, if I were a car, not getting my oil changed would mess up the whole engine?
Exactly, you nailed it. It's like a domino effect. If you kick one domino, the entire row can fall. That's very similar to what Carl Jung was getting at with his exploration of the human psyche. He talked about concepts like the collective unconscious and archetypes.
Whoa, collective unconscious? Could you break that down a bit more? Like, is it like tapping into all the weird stuff we think of but never actually say out loud? Like that wild dream I had about flying pigs?
That's an interesting take. Jung believed that we all share some universal experiences and memories, influencing our thoughts and behaviors. You could think of it like a giant library of human experience. So when you feel fear or joy, it's not just you, it taps into something that all of humanity has felt at some point.
Oh, wow. That's so trippy. So like, if we think about werewolves, we're tapping into something really primal and ancient in all of us, like a hidden monster just waiting to be unleashed?
Absolutely. Werewolves are a perfect analogy. It's transformative, a representation of change. Speaking of transformation, both Jung and Still really emphasized personal growth.
Right, it's like leveling up in a video game. But how do they connect to the environment in all this? Like, can a rainstorm be a metaphor for emotional turmoil?
Great question. They both recognize the influence of the environment on health. Jung examined cultural and societal pressures. Think of it like the background music of your life shaping how you feel and act. Meanwhile, Still looked at lifestyle choices as fundamental to health.
So it's kind of like being in a garden? If it's overwatered or underfed, nothing grows well, right? Like how my mom's plants always die because she forgets to water them.
Exactly. Each plant is unique, and so are our health needs. That brings us to individuality. Jung's process of individuation celebrates personal authenticity, while Still's osteopathic philosophy sees each patient as unique.
Wow, that sounds so crucial. But then what about the unconscious mind? How does that tie into all this? Like, are there hidden messages my brain is sending me when I'm dreaming about French fries?
Wonderful question. Jung's work on symbols and archetypes shows deep influences on behavior. It's like having a hidden map guiding you through life, often without you even knowing it. Still's methods promote the body's natural healing capabilities.
So like our body's got a built-in GPS that just needs us to listen to it? Like, when I get hungry after a workout, it's my body saying, hey, you need fuel.
Precisely. Both Jung and Still challenged traditional norms, pushing the boundaries of psychology and medicine. They paved the way for a more holistic view of health that honors both the conscious and unconscious aspects of our lives.
Wow, that's a big deal. It's like they were rebels with a cause. So, how do we apply all this to our lives today? Like, should I start talking to my plants now?
That's exactly where we'll go next. But first, let's pause here because this is an engaging conversation. We'll explore practical ways to incorporate these ideas into our lives.
All right. I can't wait to dig into that. Honestly, this is blowing my mind.